If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And your favorite podcast platform, just look for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, except for Spotify, where you can find Catholic Audio Media, three words. So we're talking today about Easter, how we're following Easter. This is Easter week. And if we understand Easter as not so much this is an event that happens that we believe in, but look at it more at, on a level of scientific truth that has been discovered, which is the way it's really written in the scriptures. It's like Jesus is resurrected from the dead, and now we realize everything has changed. And if we understand it that way, and then we work with that from that perspective, then we understand that this gives us a whole different perspective of the reality around us. Well, let me give you, return to an example. I've been using the example of how once people understood that the earth revolved around the sun, that everything was now different. That once we understood the earth revolved around the sun, it changed it, our whole perspective of who we are. And so if we change that to the reality of the resurrection of the dead, and Jesus leads us to understand our world from a different perspective, well, again, this brings us to a whole different understanding of how we live our life, and how we live our life should change, should be radically different than those who don't live their lives from that perspective. One of the things that I give, for example, is the church teaches that we will be judged by the Lord. Now, I don't want to get into, you know, fire and brimstone stuff right now. But what I do want to bring up is if you consider that we have to justify our reason for doing things, not for our reason for existence, obviously, but our which is what many of the people who aren't believers, many of the atheists, not many atheists in the past have said. One of my best examples is George Bernard Shaw. I've written some articles recently, and one that came up was him. And George Bernard Shaw wanted to set up a system. Talk about believing in total atheism. Wanted to set up a system where everyone had to justify their existence to a committee. And if they couldn't successfully justify their existence, they would be executed. Fascinating concept, absolutely ridiculous idea, and it's certainly not what we think of when we think of judgment. But this was the idea of George Bernard Shaw. He wanted to have a committee of people who would decide whether or not people should continue existing. The Twilight Zone, in its fourth year, had an episode called The Obsolete Man, and the man was considered obsolete because he was a librarian, and it was played by Burgess Meredith, and it really illustrates just what this whole system that George Bernard Shaw believed in would look like. Absolutely nightmarish, but that's a very negative understanding of any form of judgment. But if we look at it from a different perspective, and that is the idea of how the Lord judges us, and it would be not so much justifying our existence, but why we did what we did, if we live our life from that perspective, it's going to give us a different way of living. So Let's go to George Bernard Shaw's example. You're walking down the street and someone comes up asking for money. In George Bernard Shaw's example, the person who asks you for money should be executed. When you're walking down the street, someone asks you for money, and the Lord would say in response, by helping that person out even once, then that would lead you to understand the reason for the kingdom and the power of the kingdom. And you're helping the poor, you're you know, the poor you will have with you always, and you are acting as an ambassador for the kingdom of God. Two totally different perspectives. And what's at the bottom of those perspectives? How you understand living your life and for what reason you live your life. One of the things that I look at within the context of that reality of judgment is the understanding that we do what we believe will most please the Lord. Whereas if we take God out of the picture and we build a world based just on ourselves, we will do what we believe just pleases us. So who becomes our God in that case? We do. And if we don't become that God, our God in that case, then we're going to find someone else to be our God, and we're going to follow that person. As the saying goes, if you believe in nothing, you will fall for everything. And so you will find your own God and you will seek it. So as you can see, that embracing the resurrection of Jesus and come to understand the truth of Jesus will change completely our understanding of how we live our world, even on a simple level of walking down the street and someone asks for money. Now, you might turn around and say, well, I dealt with, when I walk down the street and someone asks for money, I don't give it to them because I feel they will use it for something they shouldn't. Okay, you're doing that for a reason that you're trying to do what's best for them, and you feel giving money will not do what's best for them. You may not understand that's the way you're thinking, but in a sense, that is exactly the way you're thinking. So that is influencing how you are thinking. And even if you were standing before the Lord and he would say, well, why did you or didn't do that? Well, I wanted to do what I thought was best for them. And not that this is what judgment will look like, but I'm just using this as an example. And so therefore, I felt I was hurting that person if I gave them money. There you go. Isn't that fascinating? And so that reality of Jesus resurrected from the dead, that reality of that relationship with God, that reality that we believe that Jesus is alive, the Holy Spirit is with, you know, is coming to touch our hearts, the Holy Spirit is guiding us, all of that changes our entire way of thinking and acting when we embrace it. And if we reject all that, that changes how we're thinking and acting if we embrace the alternative. Do you see that? So you see how that resurrection from the dead, just like any major scientific discovery, should change the way we think and live. And our life it would be different if we didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. This is something that St. Paul said as well. I always like to bring up 1 Corinthians 15, because he said, if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, then you are still in your sins. And basically what he says is, my paraphrase is, we're wasting our time. If Jesus did not resurrect from the dead, and you can understand that Paul's whole life changed once he recognized that Jesus resurrected from the dead. So this week is a week of really reflecting on how our life is different if Jesus didn't resurrect from the dead, and how it is different because we believe he did, because we know that he did, and how that influences every aspect of our life, and how the Lord is calling to make it influence even more aspects of our life. These are powerful realities that are in our lives, and that we are changing, that we are focus our whole life on something radically different. Go back and read what I've been saying all week, the prologue of John and the first chapter of 1 John. And both of them, which are very similar, come from the perspective, we understand things differently now. And when you look at that and you understand that, you realize that that's what's got to influence our life. So say, for example, you're listening to the program on the radio right now and you are driving a taxi. And you're driving a taxi or an Uber, we'll say a taxi, and you pick someone up. How are you going to deal with that person as you normally would because Jesus resurrected from the dead? And how would you deal with that person if you didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead? Would there be something different to the way you acted? Would there be something different to the way you understood or the way you interacted or what you said? And that's an important reflection, because once we understand that Jesus resurrected from the dead, it changes everything in our way of thinking. Go back to what I said from the atheist perspective of Jean-Paul Sartre. L'enfer, c'est les autres. Hell is other people. Well, as I said, when I first brought that up, he must have been a joy to be around, I said sarcastically. Because if you're looking at people as a bother, as something that makes you suffer, because then how are you going to deal with the reality of sometimes people make your life difficult, but the Lord says, work with those people, as opposed to, I have more important things to do to deal with people who make my life a living hell, right? And how do they make your life a living hell? Because I want to do other things and they stand in my way. Do you understand that? Whereas we're with the Lord, he's saying, here's what to do. I'm sending them to you. I want you to minister to them. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.